Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Dalin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. So the topic of the daf are the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So let's chazer a little bit of an introduction as it relates to today's daf. So there are many different sources of Tumah that are described in the Torah. The Shmoyne Shratzim are metama. The Nevela of a Behema or a Chaya is metama. A Zav, a Zava, a Nida, a Mitzaira are metama. Almost all things that are the source of Toma were referred to by Chazal as an Avat Toma, the father of Toma. They are a source of Toma. If something comes in contact with an Avat Toma, it too becomes Tame. Stating that, its level of Toma, qualitatively speaking, is a little bit less. It's known as a Rishon L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, it too becomes Tameh. Again, a lesser level of Tumah, it's referred to as a Sheni L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Sheni L'Tumah, it becomes a Shlishi L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Shlishi L'Tumah, it becomes a Revi L'Tumah. What happens if something comes in contact with a Revi L'Tumah? It doesn't become Tameh. So as it relates to Tumah, Tumah spreads via contact. The source of Toma is referred to as an Avatoma. If something touches an Avatoma, it becomes a Rishon. Rishon makes a Sheni. Sheni makes a Shlishi. Shlishi makes Revi. Now, there are many different halachas that govern Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. The halacha that we need as it relates to today's daf and tomorrow's daf and yesterday's daf is that a Sheni Vatoma can only be Metama, Truma, or Kachem. A Shlishi Vatoma could only be metama kachem. In other words, the highest or the lowest, depending on how you look at it, level of tuma that chulin, something that's neither truma or kachem, can have is sheni l'tuma. So if chulin comes in contact with an avat tuma, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. If chulin comes in contact with a rishon l'tuma, it becomes a sheni l'tuma. What happens if chulin comes in contact with a shlishi l'tuma? At that point, we assume that the tuma is so diluted that the chulin will not become tameh. You can never have, it's an impossibility to have chulin that's going to be a shlishi l'tumah. Now, we'll see in the sugya that there are some exceptions to the rule. But as it relates to the introduction, in 99% of cases, it's impossible to have chulin that's going to be a shlishi l'tumah. Truma or kachem can become a shlishi l'tumah, which means that if truma or kachem would come in contact with a sheni l'tumah, it too would be tameh. As it relates to Revi L'Tumah, only Kachem can become Revi L'Tumah. So even Truma that comes in contact with a Shlishi L'Tumah would not become Tameh. Kachem that comes in contact with a Shlishi L'Tumah would be Tameh. So again, as it relates to Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, there are many different halachas. The one that we have to have in our bones as it relates to today's daf is that Chulin's highest level or lowest level of Tumah is Sheni. A chulin can be a rishon, it can be a sheni. You cannot have chulin that's ever going to be a shlishi l'tuma. Truma or kachem can be a shlishi l'tuma. And in the same vein, you cannot have truma that's going to be a revi l'tuma. You can have kachem that is going to be a revi l'tuma. So why are we talking about tuma v'tayra? We're learning mesachtas chulin. The reason is because the Mishnah on daf lamed gimel amud aleph discussed somebody was shechting a behema and dam did not come out. Says the Mishnah, number one, shechitasek sheira. Number two, there's a fringe benefit. Because in the event that this sheichet's hands were tameh, his yadayim were tameh, he will be able to eat the meat of the behema that he just shechted, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that his hands were metame the meat. Because in order for meat, like all food, to become tameh, it first has to become wet. It has to be hukshul kabel tumah. That's mesachtes machshirin 101. And being that there was no dam, so the basar never became wet, being that it never became wet, this person with tameh hands would be allowed to eat it. Clearly implied from the Mishnah is that in the event that there was blood, so now the meat of the animal became bloody, it became moist, it became wet, this person would not be able to eat the meat with his wet hand, with his tameh hands. Fekta Gemara, yodayim are always a sheni l'tumah. We're discussing somebody that's shechting chulin. Being that he's shechting chulin, the meat is anyways not an issue because we just said that chulin can never become a shlishi l'tumah. If chulin comes in contact with a sheni l'tumah, nothing happens. So the Gemara said, bishleima, if the Mishnah was discussing kachim, kachim could become a shlishi l'tumah, it could even become a revi l'tumah. Then the halacha in the Mishnah would make sense. But the Gemara brings four rayas that our Mishnah is not discussing kachim, our Mishnah is discussing chulin. If that's the case, why is the Mishnah even having a conversation about a sheichet of chulin with tamei hands? He could eat the meat. He can eat the meat. Stam yodayim are always shneis latuma. Chulin that comes in contact with a sheni latuma does not become tameh because a sheni latuma is too diluted for it to be able to be metame chulin. So what's the shaila over here in our Mishnah? And the Gemara, up to this point, where we're holding in the sugya, gave two terutz. First terutz, the Gemara said, is maybe the Mishnah is not referring to ordinary chulin, but rather the Mishnah is referring to a behemas chulin that was purchased with Maisa Sheni money. Maisa Sheni has a very special place in Halacha. It would seem to be a machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim in a Mishnah, Mesachtes Para, whether or not chulin that's purchased with Maisa Sheni money is treated like chulin with regards to the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, or maybe it's treated like Truma and Kachem as it relates to the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. Either way, using this Oikimta that the Mishnah is discussing, Maisa Sheni, maybe that would be a way out. But Maisa, the Gemara didn't like the Teretz, and the Gemara made another suggestion, and that is that although it's true that Yodayim ordinarily are a Sheni Latumah, there is a Shitas Rav Shimon ben Elazar and a Shitas Rav Yakiva that hold that it's possible for a person's hands, only his hands, to be tamei, and it won't be a sheni latumah, but rather it would be a rishon latumah. The case is, if somebody would stick his hands into a beis hamanuga, a house that has a nega, midai raisa, he wouldn't be tamei, because bia b'miktas loishma bia, midi rabbanan, he is tamei. What level of tumah? Machloik is tanan. But Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara proved also, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that the yadayim is going to be a rishon latumah, meaning it's possible for a person to have yadayim mesuavos, and it won't be sheni latumah, it'll be rishon latumah. Says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah that's discussing a sheichit with tamei hands, and a shay of whether the meat becomes tummy or doesn't become tummy is talking about where it wasn't stam yodayim, which are sheni latoma, but rather it was talking about yodayim that had this very unique type of toma, where his hands entered the ear space of a beis hamenuga. In that case, his hands are not a sheni latoma, but rather his hands are a rishen latoma. If they're a rishen latoma, chulin that comes in contact with the rishon latuma becomes tamei. The question was, yodayim are a sheni. So how could he be metame the behema? The behema's chulin. Chulin doesn't become tamei when it touches a sheni latuma because there's no shlishi latuma in the world of chulin. The Mishnah is not discussing yodayim that are a sheni latuma. The Mishnah is discussing yodayim that are a rishon latuma. But today the Gemara is going to introduce us to a third teretz. And really, the third teretz is a very straightforward teretz. And the complicated part of today's daf is that the Gemara is going to say that this third teretz is the like Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara is going to say, really? Are you so sure it's the like Rabbi Yeshua? And it's within that debate of whether this next teretz that the Gemara is about to give stims with Shitas Rabbi Yeshua or does not stim with Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that the daf is really going to take place. So what's the teretz? We'll just speak it out outside because it's a very straightforward teretz. And that is, the Mishnah is discussing not ordinary chulin, but rather chulin shenasu al teretz HaKodesh. So we had this idea of chulin shenasu al teretz HaKodesh at the very beginning of the Masechta. It came up in chulin daf beis, one of the akimtas that the Gemara made, and had to understand the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Hakol sheichten u'shchitas ekshero l'kathchila b'diyevid, is the Gemara got involved in chulin shenasu al teretz HaKodesh. So again, what is chulin shenasu al teretz HaKodesh? There were kohanim who, because of the fact that they were allowed to eat truma and they were allowed to eat kachem, and truma and kachem have to be handled very, very carefully. Truma's not allowed to become tamei, kachem's not allowed to become tamei, kachem's even more chamer than truma. But both of them have to be treated very, very stringently. What they took upon themselves was a tremendous chumrah, a real bal nefesh yachmer. And they decided that in their house, not only are they going to keep a kosher kitchen, but they're going to keep their house as if everything in the house is truma, or as if everything in the house is kachem. Meaning, the chulin is going to be treated as if it's truma. The chulin's going to be treated as if it's kachem. It's a chumrah. It's not something you have to do. You have to treat truma like truma. You have to treat kachem like kachem. And if you would like, you can treat chulin like chulin. But these people, because of the fact that they sometimes handled in truma and kachem, they didn't want that this is the milcha cabinet, this is the fleishiks, this is the truma, this is the kachem. It gets a little bit too confusing for everybody. So what they did was they said that we're going to keep everything al tairis ha-kodesh, or we're going to keep everything al tairis ha-truma. Here's the chiddush. The Chachamim said that if you're such a yid, you're a machmer, you keep your chulin al tairis ha-kodesh, you keep your chulin al tairis ha-truma, your chulin now takes on halachas as if it was kodesh. Your chulin now takes on halachas as if it's truma. Of course, only midrabanan. But midrabanan al kolpanim, your chumra now becomes a reality. And now, your chulin is no longer treated as chulin. Your chulin is treated like kodesh. Your chulin is treated like truma. Now again, there's two levels within this chumra. There were people that used to observe their chulin al tairis hakodesh. That's the more commonly used phrase. But as we'll see in today's sugya, there were also people that used to keep their chulin not al tayrus hakodesh, but rather al tayrus hatruma. And it's not the same because it's a sugya arucha. Arucha with an aleph and with an ayin, in the end of Masechtas Chagiga, which discusses detail after detail of how you had to be much more careful when it came to kachim. First mishnah of the third paragraph of Masechtas Chagiga, chaymer b'kodesh. Kachim is much more chomer than truma is. So there were people that used to keep their chulin al tayrus hakodesh. They used to keep it knowledge as if it's kachim. And then there were people, they weren't that machmer. They were from, but not that religious. They only did it al tayrus hatruma. If you keep it al tayrus hatruma, then I guess you would look at your chulin as if it's truma. If you keep it al tayrus hakodesh, then you would look at it as if it's kodesh. Bottom line is, as relates to our mishnah, the third teretz of the gemara is going to be amar rabbi laza amar rabbi ishiya hacha bechulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh askidim. We're not discussing ordinary chulin. We're discussing a yid that has chulin and he watches his chulin as if it was naso al tayrus hakodesh. If that's the case, it's true the behemoth chulin. We're not dealing with kachim. There were four rayas on amar aleph that the mishnah cannot be discussing. Someone that's shechting a behemoth's kachin. We're discussing a behemoth's chulin, but it's not ordinary chulin. It's a yid who watches his chulin al tayrus hakodesh. If that's the case, his chulin gets the halachos of kachin. Kachim could become a shlishi l'toma. Kachim could even become a revi l'toma. Thus the Mishnah. If his hands were tameh, was he metame the basar? Could he eat the basar? Could he not eat the basar? How does it impact the laws of tuma? Says the Mishnah, depends. If there was dam, so the basar became hukshel l'kabel tuma, so now this chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh is going to become a shlishi l'toma. Ay, it's chulin. Chulin doesn't become a shlishi l'toma. But this chulin is treated like kachim. Because he took upon himself this chumrah and his chumrah became a reality. As a result, now we have to look at it as kachem, it's a shlishi l'tumah. If lo yatsa mehem dam, shchitas ekshera, and by the way, doesn't have to worry about eating the meat. Says the Gemara, udaloik Rabbi Yeshua. And that's the punchline of today's daf. That this oikimta is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, we're going to see now, there's a shita Rabbi Yeshua who holds, there's no such thing as chulin shenaso al tayrus hakodesh. Tanya, we learned to the price. Rabbi Lezo says, oichol, if somebody eats oichol rishon, food that is a rishon l'toma. So if food came in contact with an avatoma, given certain parameters, it becomes a rishon l'toma. What happens if somebody who's not tame, a regular tahar person, he eats food that's a rishon l'toma? Says Rabbi Eliezer Rishon, he himself becomes a rishon l'toma. Sheni, if somebody eats food that's a sheni l'toma, he becomes a sheni. Shlishi, if somebody eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, way more complicated. Ha'oichol, oichol, rishon. If somebody eats food that's a rishon l'toma, v'sheni, or if somebody that eats food that's a sheni l'toma, sheni, he becomes a sheni l'toma. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's very straightforward. Eat a rishon, you become a rishon. Eat a sheni, you become a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. Shlishi, if somebody eats food, that's a shlishi l'toma. Sheni l'kodesh, he now becomes a sheni as it relates to kachim. Meaning, if he would now touch kachim, the kachim would become a shlishi. And if that kachim would touch more kachim, the kachim would become a revi. The ain't sheni l'truma. But he does not become a sheni with regards to truma. Meaning, ordinarily, a sheni l'truma that touches truma is metame truma. This person, who's not a regular, conventional sheni l'truma, he's a sheni l'truma because he ate a shlishi l'truma. And Rabbi Shua says, if you eat a shlishi l'truma, you become a sheni l'truma. He's only a sheni l'truma with regards to his ability to make kachim a shlishi l'toma. But he cannot make truma a shlishi l'toma. And then Rabbi Yeshua said, the chulin shenasu al tayrus truma, that when I say someone that eats a shlishi l'toma, he becomes a sheni l'toma l'kodesh. I don't mean someone that ate a real shlishi l'toma. Because if the person ate a real shlishi l'toma, what would it mean he ate? Either truma or kachim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not dealing with a person that ate truma, that maybe wasn't supposed to eat truma, certainly wasn't allowed to eat truma, that's tameh, or someone that ate kachim that was tameh. Because that would mean that my conversation is nogeya someone that's a baal aveira. I don't want to talk about a baal aveira. That's not what I'm talking about, says Rabbi Yeshua. I'm talking about someone that ate a shlishi l'toma where he wasn't over any yisurei deiraisa. He's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for what he just said. How's that possible? If you ate a shlishi l'toma, we know chulin can't become a shlishi l'toma. That means you ate either truma or kachim. That's tame. If you eat truma or kachim, that's tame. That's very, very chomer. We're getting involved in chayvei krisus. This is very bad stuff. So if that's the question, how is it possible to even have a shayla of someone eating a shlishi l'toma? Says Rabbi Shua, it's very simple. He didn't eat a real shlishi l'toma. He ate chulin shenasu al tayrus truma. It's really chulin, but being that it's not so, al tayrus truma gets the laws of truma. Truma could be a shlishi l'toma. That's the type of shlishi l'toma that he says, Rav Oishia.
that al tairus truma in al tairus hakodesh loy. What did Rabbi Shua say when Rabbi Shua had a makeup and a kimta? How it's possible for a person to eat a shlishi latoma without being over the avera of eating truma or kachin? Betuma, he said that he ate really chulin. It was just nasu al tairus atruma. Why did he only say that it was nasu al tairus atruma? Why didn't he say it was nasu al tairus atruma? Or it was nasu al tairus hakodesh? Kasov, I must be Rabbi Shua holds chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. Let's push lishi. There's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. So there's something called chulin shenasu al tairus atruma. There's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. Now, what would be the reason for that? What would be the reason? Manav Shachit, the Chachamim said that if you watch your chulin like truma, we give it the laws of truma. So why if somebody watches his chulin as if it's kodesh, should it not take on the laws of kodesh? So Rashi says because the oichle truma were much more shchiach than the oichle kodesh. So as a result, a milsa de shchicha, the Chachamim went along with. So if you want to watch your chulin al tairus truma, will allow you to create this concept, this musag of chulin shanasu al tairus truma. But oichle kodesh is very rare, and we're not going to create a whole shulchan aruch for something that's a loish. And therefore, there is an idea in Rabbi Yeshua's world of chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma. There's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. So again, the third teretz of the Gemara is the Mishnah is talking about not ordinary chulin. Somebody was shechting chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. By the way, that's the like Rabbi Yeshua, because you see, Rabbi Yeshua, when he had to come up with a hechatimtza of how, without doing an avera, you can eat a shlishi letuma, said Rabbi Yeshua, the case would be where it was really chulin, it was just nasu al tairus hatruma. And he seemed to have emphasized al tairus hatruma, not al tairus hakodesh. Why is no such thing as chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh? In other words, Rabbi Shua does not hold of the halacha of chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. And if the akimt in the Mishnah is chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, it must be the Mishnah's like Rabbi Shua. But the Gemara asks the obvious question: the lukma. Why do we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, and then have to say that the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua? Why don't we just say more simple? The chulin shenasu al tairus truma. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al tairus truma. If it's nasu al tairus truma, you're vaita going to have a shlishi l'tumah, because by truma, this is shlichi l'tumah for Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara says let's call diet. You know why? Because the tani basa. Because what's the Mishnah talking about? We're talking about meat. The ibet truma basa miyika. Even though the chachamim were mechadesh an idea of chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma. But you can't now have meat that's going to have the loch of truma, because truma is only dagon, it's tiroich, it's yitzer. You know, the many shittas in the Rishonim, what truma, what's chayiv and truma, what truma's chalon, but nobody holds that there's truma on cattle, there's maisa behema on cattle, but there's no truma on cattle. So if somebody wants to take upon himself a chumra, that I want everything in my house to be truma, it doesn't mean that his dining room table is going to become truma. It doesn't mean his meat is going to become truma. It means anything that's shaykh to truma is going to become truma. So being that our Mishnah is discussing a piece of meat, meat has no shaykhis to truma. It's never chal truma meat. So you can't tell me the Mishnah's case of the meat becoming shlish l'tuma is chun shenasa atayis truma. It must be chun shenasa atayis ha-kodesh, because meat obviously can become kodesh. But says the Gemara, elo mai bekachim, chai bekachim yikah. The Mishnah discusses ha-shoichet behem and chai v'oif. Bishlam behem and oif that you have bekachim. You don't have chai bekachim. So the chura, if the Mishnah is discussing chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, how did the chaya take on a din of kodesh? So the Gemara says, a chiddush. The Gemara says, even though it's true, there really is no such thing as chaya of kodesh. But if someone keeps his chulin al tairus hakodesh, even his chulin chayos take on the status of kedusha. And the reason is because chayos and behemoths are so similar, baser be baser michlev. We're afraid that if you're going to keep your baser behema al tairus hakodesh and your baser chaya not al tairus hakodesh, it's just going to create a lot of confusion. But baser beperi loy michlev, and as a result, there's no reason to say that if you're watching yechulin al tairus hatruma, your baser has to be considered al tairus hatruma as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula. Ula said, Chavraya Amrin. I heard from my chaverin bechulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. I heard that the pshat in our mission, again, our mission that says that somebody whose tummy, his hands are tummy, has to be careful when he eats the meat of a behemah schule, because he may be betam of the hands. The kasha is your dayim are a sheni l'tomo. If chulin touches a sheni l'tomo, it doesn't become a shlishi l'tomo. So Ula said, my chaverim answered the kasha the same way Rabbi Lozo Amar Rav Hoshi answered the kasha, and that is, we're not discussing ordinary chulin, but rather b'chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. We'd like Rabbi Shua, and like we just said, it's not like Rabbi Shua, because Rabbi Shua holds of something called chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma. He doesn't hold of something called chulin shenasu al tairus. But Ula said, ichalt nishtazoi. I hold Rabbi Shua that the Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Shua. Meaning, I love the teretz. I just disagree with that last line that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shua, because I think the Mishnah can work even with Rabbi Shua. I Rabbi Shua mentioned chulin
in Shanas al Tairis HaTruma when he gave an example of someone eating a Shlishi Latoma, why didn't he also mention Chul in Shanas al Tairis HaKodesh? V'loi mi bayakama. It was to the contrary. It's kal v'chayme chun shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Loi mi bayu chun shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Dechamiri desbush lishi. El afilu chun shenas al tayrus chuma nami isbush lishi. Rabbi Yeshua mentioned chun shenas al tayrus hakodesh because he thought it was a big chiddush. Meaning, that's pasha Rabbi Yeshua holds. There's something called chun shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Because kodesh is so chamor. So if a person wants to be watch his chulin al tayrus hakodesh, we're going to allow such a concept, such an entity to exist. The chiddush was that there's even chul and shenas al tayrus hatruma. Right, we've all heard of chul and shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Chul and shenas al tayrus hatruma is a little bit more of a favor for the idea. Because chul and shenas al tayrus hakodesh, that actually makes more sense, tayin rulo. Because kodesh is so chamer, we allowed such a concept to exist. So don't make a diik that. In the fact that Yeshua mentioned chul and shenas al tayrus hatruma, it means there's no such thing as chul and shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Really, there is such a thing of chul and shenas al tayrus hakodesh. L'may nafkimina, our Mishnah, which is discussing chul and shenas al tayrus hakodesh, is it like Rabbi Yeshua or is it the loike Rabbi Yeshua? Says the Gemara that whereas my chaverim said ulahel that it's the loike Rabbi Yeshua, I hold that the Mishnah could even shtim with Rabbi Yeshua. So again, the teretz of the Gemara is the same. The third teretz of the Gemara is hacha b'mayaskinon our Mishnah chulin shenasu al tayrus akodesh. The question is, could the Mishnah work with Rabbi Yeshua? Could it not work with Rabbi Yeshua? Who is this Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua, who was discussing someone who ate a shlishi latoma, and Rabbi Yeshua's halacha is that he gets a din of sheni lagabi kodesh. Said Rabbi Yeshua, I'm not discussing someone that ate a real shlishi. I'm discussing someone that ate chulin shenasu al tayrus atruma. That was a shlishi. Why did he mention chulin shenasu al tayrus atruma? Why didn't he also mention chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh? And there was a machlokes amayron. Some amayron held that the reason he mentioned chulin shenasu al tayrus atruma, not al tayrus hakodesh, because Rabbi Yeshua there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. If that's the case, our mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua, because our mishnah is discussing chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. Or you could say no, the reason Rabbi Yeshua mentioned chulin shenasu al tayrus atruma, he thought it was a big chiddush. Let me buy a comma. Of course, there's something called chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. And certainly that would work for his halach if someone eats a shlishi of chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh, he gets a din of a sheni lagabi kodesh. Shua just thought he was saying a bigger chiddush. So the question is not the teretz of the Gemara. The question is whether it works with Rabbi Yeshua or whether it doesn't work with Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, man chavraya. Ula said, I heard from my chaverim that the Mishnah that's discussing chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh is the loike Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua said chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma, he meant chulin shenas al tayrus. Says the Gemara, who is chavraya? So Tosfos says right away, who's chavraya? It's Rav Oishia, it's Rav Elazar Rav Oishia. He was the Amora with whom today's daf started. But Rashi says it can't be that that's who chavraya was. And the reason is because Rav Elazar was Ula's Rebbe. And Ula would have never referred to Rabbi Lazar as Chavraya. They're not friends. They have a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. So if Ula said, my Chaverim, that means one of Ula's Chaverim must have said the same thing. Who is that Chaver? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. It's Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Oh, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, fasting his seatbelt. My Ahaj, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Lehadadi. So we had a braisa which discussed the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, if somebody eats something that's tummy, what happens to him? So again, let's chazer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's very simple. If you eat a Rishon Latoma, you become a Rishon Latoma. If you eat a Sheni Latoma, you become a Sheni Latoma. You eat a Shlishi Latoma, you become a Shlishi Latoma. Rabbi Yeshua says it's more complicated. If you eat a Rishon Latoma, you become a Sheni Latoma. If you eat a Sheni Latoma, you become a Sheni Latoma. If you eat a Shlishi Latoma, you become a Sheni Latoma only with regards to Kach. That last piece, that if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni, it's only with regards to kachal. So Rabbi Rechana said, I heard from Rabbi Yoichanan, a Messiah, it's not a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah, but I'm going to give you the background, the behind the scenes of what took place with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua when they discussed this machlokes. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand Rabbi Yeshua. Matzinu oichel chamor min ha'oichel. You find that if somebody eats a davar tameh, he becomes more chamor with regards to the laws of Tumah than the Dover Tameh himself. Matzinu Oichel, someone that eats a Dover Tameh, he's more chamor min ha'oichel, with the hay, than the food itself. How do you see that? Dilu Nivlas Oiftar b'chutz lo metamah. The halacha is that the nevela of a behema we know is metamah b'magah b'masa. That's very important when you learn Masechta Chulin. That's Chulin 101. But that's only the nevela of a behema rachat. What about the nevela of an oif? So the nevela of has a very unique type of Tumah. It's more chomer than the veil of behema in some way, and it's less chomer in another way. It's less chomer in that, whereas the veil of a behema is metama b'maga, the veil of an oif tahar, the veil of an oif, a kosher chicken, is not metama b'maga. At the same time, if somebody eats the nevela of an oif, he becomes tameh, and he's now metama clothing that he's wearing. He's metama begodim abeis ablir. So said Rabbi Eliezer, the nevela of an oif tar b'chutz. If you don't eat it, if it just makes contact, loy metama. V'ilu oichla, but somebody that eats the nevel of an oif tami metama begodim abeis ablir. He's now metama the begodim that he's wearing. So you see that if you eat the nevela, you become more chama than the nevela itself. Because the nevela can't be metama the clothing that you're wearing. It's not metama the maga. But if you eat the nevela of an oif tahar, you're metama the clothing that you're wearing. So you see that an oichel davar tame becomes more tame than the davar tame itself. If that's the case, va'anu heichloi nasa oichel kamaichel. So it makes sense if you now eat a rishon latoma, at the very least you have to be a rishon latoma. If you eat a sheni latoma, at the very least you have to be a sheni latoma. I have to at the very least be as tame as the davar tame that I ate. What's the precedence for that? The nevel of an oif tahar. Because if I eat the nevel of an oif tahar, I become more tame than the nevel of the oif tahar itself. Because I could be metame my begodim benegia. Whereas the nevel of the oif tahar itself can't do that. So said Rabbi Eliezer, the precedence for this idea that if you eat a davar tame, you become at least as tame as the davar tame itself is from the nevel. Now the truth is, if you think about it, it's a very big chiddush. Because usually when you touch tame, so although you become tame, but the tumah gets diluted. Right, something touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. If something touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. Over here, if you eat it, you didn't touch it, you eat it. So here it's different, says Rabbi Eliezer. Here you're going to become as tamei as the davar tamei itself. There's no dilution that takes place when the tumah transfers via achila. And what's the raya to that? What's the makar to that? What's the presence? Exhibit A is the nevel of an oif tar. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't learn anything from the nevel of an oif tar. You know why? The chiddushu. Because the nevel of oif tar is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? It says Rashi. The reason it's a chiddush, because one of the most basic rules in Tumah V'Taira is that a dover tome is not metame b'beis hastar. Usually Tumah only contracts if the contact between Dover Tomei and Dover Tar happened in an exposed area. But if it happens Bebeis Astarim, this is a sugi Masechtes Nida, if it happens Bebeis Astarim, then there's no such halacha. How does food take place? It happens in the person's Beis Abliya, which is in a Beis Astarim, quote unquote. So the fact that a person that eats an avail of an oif tar even becomes Tomei is in and of itself a Chiddush. Once it's a Chiddush, we don't learn anything from Chiddush, right? That's an idea you have throughout Shas. You don't learn anything from a Parsha Mechudeshes. So it says, Rabbi Yeshua, I hear what you're saying with learning this halacha from the nevel of an oif tar, but being that it's a parsha mechudeshes, like Rabbi Yechidish Elo says, Rabbi Yeshua, if anything, I hold just the opposite. You actually find that touching a davar tameh is more chamer than eating a davar tameh. Because how much food do you have to become tameh if you come in contact with a davar tameh? What's the shir to mas oichlin? It's bekebeya. Va'oichel, but if somebody eats a davar tameh, he has to eat more than a beya. Ad ochel kechatzi pras. He has to eat at least a chatzi pras. So to the contrary, you see that achila, if anything, is more kuladik than negiya. So madach negiya, if something touches a rishon latoma, what happens? It doesn't become a rishon, it goes down a madrega. It gets diluted. It becomes a sheni. So if you eat something that's a rishon latoma, you have to go down a madrega as well. If you see regarding shiurim, that negiya is more chomer than achila, how could it be as it relates to the level of tuma that achila is going to be more chomer than negiya? Rebbe Eliezer, what's Rebbe Eliezer going to respond? Or what did he respond? Don't bring me rayas from shiurim. Shiurim, Rashi says, is a world unto itself. So the fact that you find that Michael is more chomer than oichel in the world of shiurim, that has no bearing to the conversation we're having now. And then Rabbi Eliezer said, and besides Rabbi Yeshua, lidvar recha, according to you, you want to bring a raya from shiurim that negiya is more chomer than oichel. So madach, if something touches a rishon, it goes down a madrega, it becomes a sheni. If something touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. Sometimes a shlishi becomes a revi. So you want to say, if you eat a rishon, you should become a sheni. Eat a sheni, you should become a shlishi. So that would explain very well Rabbi Yeshua's first halacha, says Rabbi Eliezer. What was the first thing Rabbi Yeshua said? If you eat a rishon, Rabbi Eliezer said, you become a rishon. Rabbi Eliezer says, you are what you eat. You eat a rishon, you're a rishon, you're a sheni, you're a sheni, you're a shlishi, you're a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. But if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you're contradicting yourself, minei obey. If you want to learn from shiurim that oichel has to be like negiya, so you explain the first of the three things that you said. But what about the second thing that you said? Sheni lama amaloi. So he told him, I'll tell you why. Because matzinu, there's actually precedent, shasheni oisa sheni. You find sometimes that a sheni could be oisa sheni al yidei negiya. And how is that? Al yidei mashkin. There's a halacha that if food that's a sheni
touches food that's a sheni, and there was a little liquid on the food that was a sheni, the food itself becomes a sheni. So again, usually if something touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. But here there's a chiddush that if the thing becoming tame is food, and there's mashkin on the food, what happens is the thing that came in contact with the sheni doesn't become a shlishi, it remains a sheni. Now mechanically, the way this works is as follows. This is important. What happens is the sheni latoma makes the mashkin on the food a rishon latoma. It's a special chiddush of tumas mashkin, and then the mashkin makes the food a sheni latoma. So really, what's happening is it's not that the sheni is being oiser sheni. What's really happening is the sheni is being oiser rishon. It's making the mashkin on the sheni a rishon, and then the mashkin is being oiser sheni, which is what a rishon always does. A rishon is always oiser sheni. So the chiddush is really not that sheni is oiser sheni. Really, the chiddush is that the sheni is oiser rishon, and then the rishon is oiser sheni. But at the end of the day, if you want to look at it from a 20,000 foot view, I have a sheni being oiser sheni. Says Rabbi Yeshua that it's true. Achila can't be more chamer than negiya, but I have precedents where in the world of negiya a sheni is oiser sheni. Where's that? With this concept of the mashke toifach, when you have this idea, sheni is oiser sheni with oichel as long as there was mashke. That's the case. If somebody eats a sheni, he's going to become a sheni. So if somebody eats a rishon, just like negiya, anything that touches a rishon becomes a sheni. So if you eat a rishon, you're going to become a sheni as well. If somebody eats a sheni, he actually becomes a sheni. Adi, what do you mean? You should become a shlishi? No, because you actually find a negiya that sheni is oiser sheni. So if by negiya you find that sheni is oiser sheni, by achila, sheni could be oiser sheni as well. Rabbi Eliezer told him back, but if that's the case, v'mashkin nami tchila hava, if you're going to go down this road, then we said that when the sheni touches the sheni and it becomes a sheni, it's not really that the sheni is oiser sheni. The sheni is really being oiser rishon, makes the mashkin a rishon, and then the mashkin is being oiser sheni. So said Rabbi Eliezer, if that's the case, then if you eat a sheni, if you want to apply that now as the precedence, and we're going to do whatever the halacha of Tumas Mashke Toifach says, then you should become a Rishon. Because the Mashkin becomes a Tchila, becomes a Rishon. Time we learn to the Mishnah. Kol HaPoisel B'Truma Metama Mashkin Liyos Tchila Kol HaPoisel B'Truma. Meaning, any sheni l'toma makes the mashkin into a rishon l'toma. Chutz mitful yoyim. So Rabbi Eliezer said, if anything, when you eat the sheni, you should have become a sheni, you should become a rishon. V'oid, Rabbi Eliezer continued, and we're getting to the punchline. And Rabbi Eliezer continued, and he said, shlishi sheni l'amali. At the end of the day, even if you explain, I'll give it to you, Rabbi Yeshua, although I don't agree with you. But for this conversation, I'll give it to you. You explain to me why if you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. Of course, if you touch a rishon, you become a sheni. If you eat a rishon, you should become a sheni. Because meichel is more chamer than oichel. You see that from shiurim. I don't agree, but I'll give it to you. You explain to me why if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Even though to me, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer says it's inconsistent. But I'll give it to you anyways, because you find the sheni is oiser sheni all day mash. Even though that's not really what's happening. The sheni is being oiser rishon, and the rishon is being oiser sheni. I'll buy it. But the third halacha, zikr, doesn't make any sense. Because what was the third halacha? If you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. Had that happen. If anything, Rabbi Yeshua's shita started, you're supposed to go down a madrega. If somebody touches a shlishi, or something touches a shlishi, what happens? It becomes a revi. You want to tell me you stay on the same madrega? Okay. You become a higher madrega? Not only does the tumah not get diluted, but it actually intensifies? You eat a sheni, or you eat a shlishi, and now you become a sheni? That definitely makes no sense. That's counterintuitive. I mean, as much as the laws of Tumah V'Tahira sometimes seem to defy logic, but within a world of halachas that sometimes don't seem logical, this is so illogical. It doesn't make any sense. How could it be that you're eating a shlishi l'tumah, and by doing that you're becoming a sheni l'tumah? It goes against the grain of everything we know about Tumah V'Tahira. And that is that Tumah gets diluted as it spreads. And in this case, it's intensifying. You ate a shlishi and you became a sheni. Oh my Lord. That's true. Excellent point. Excellent point. That's true. That's true. So before we get so excited, you do find that. Excellent point, Moshe. Amar lo, so he told him, Afani lo yomarti, ela b'truma. Rabbi Yeshua says, one second, Rabbi Eliezer, you heard what I said. What did I say? I said that if somebody eats a shlishi, he becomes a sheni. I didn't say that. I said that if somebody eats a shlishi, b'chulin shenasu al tairis ha'truma. I wasn't talking about a regular shlishi. I was talking about the person ate chulin.
And listen very carefully. What kind of chulin did he eat? Chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma. They happened to have been a shlishi ulam. He didn't eat real shlishi. He didn't eat kachem. He didn't eat truma. He ate chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma. And there's a special institution, rabbinically, that chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma takes on the laws of truma. So he really ate a shlishi l'tumah. He now becomes a sheni l'tumah l'kodesh. What's the svara? Afani lo yomarti ela b'truma shetaharasa tumah he ate l'kodesh. I only said with regards to Kodesh. I really need a little bit of background to understand this. It's a Mishnah Masechtes Chagiga. The Mishnah says in Masechtes Chagiga, big day oichle truma are medris l'kodesh. What does that mean? That means if somebody watches his house and he keeps his house on a level of Kedusha v'tahira with regards to truma, the halacha is it's considered a shmira for truma, but it's not considered a shmira for kachem because kachem requires more of a shmira than truma does. And one of the chumras in kachem of a truma is that if I could tell you I watched this like a hawk, I had shoyrim, I had guards, I had surveillance, I made sure that for truma this is going to be al tairis at truma. It's beautiful, but as it relates to kachem, it's considered einoy shomer b'chlal. The reason is because kachem is more chashuv, and you actually have to watch it for shmiras kachem, in order for it to be shomer le'inyan kachem. Okay? So if somebody has chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, so what is the status of that piece of food as it relates to kachem? The answer is nothing. It's considered einoy shomer. It's maybe even tamei. I don't know. It's einoy shomer. Because even though I even watched al tairis ha-truma, it's beautiful. But big day oichle truma, the clothing of people that eat truma, is sofik medras. More about this in tomorrow's daf. But it's considered sofik medrash la'ichai kachem. That's just the way it works. Is that, so we look at it as if it's ein neshama with regards to kachem. So said Rabbi Shua, that's all I was saying. You know what I said? And listen, it's gishmak if you're holding cheshman. What he said was is that if I have chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, and right now it's a shlishi l'tuma, and I eat it, as it relates to truma, okay, so I ate a shlishi l'tuma. What's the halacha with me as it relates to truma? So that's going to be the second part of the daf. But as it relates to kachim, it's as if I ate something that might be a rishon l'tumah, might be a sheni l'tumah, might be tahar, maybe it's a shlishi l'tumah, maybe it's a revi l'tumah. I have no idea. It's the cheskas einoy shamor. Because big day oichle truma is medrash la'oichle kachim, right? I don't know. It's considered einoy shamor as it relates to kachim. As a result, I have to assume the worst. And the worst is that maybe it was a rishon l'tumah. What happens if somebody eats a rishon l'tumah? He becomes a sheni l'tumah. Maybe it was a sheni l'tumah. He also becomes a sheni l'tumah. So at the end of the day, you end up a sheni l'tumah. Only with regard to the kachim. Of course, as it relates to kachim, I assume that maybe it's tamei. As it relates to truma, it's fine. It was a shlishi l'tumah. I know what it was. As it relates to chulin, there isn't even a concept of a shlishi l'tumah. It's only nageya. The whole chumra is only nageya with regards to kachim. Because klapi kachim, it's considered einoy shamar. Because even though I watched it, but I was always watching it, al tairis ha-truma. So it's considered it was never even watched with regards to kachim. I have to assume the worst is it's a rishon l'tumah. Can't be worse than that. So the worst is that it's a rishon l'tumah. If somebody eats a rishon l'tumah, he becomes a sheni l'tumah. And it's for that reason Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer that the halacha is, I'm a sheni l'tumah. Adkan divrei ha-gemara. The problem is we didn't really accomplish what we were trying. We set out to accomplish that Rabbi Bar Barchana holds that when Rabbi Yeshua said, b'chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, it's dafka b'chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, it's not chulin shenasu al tairis ha-goydish. And the gemara brought this whole behind the scenes, albeit super complicated exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua to prove that man chavraya, who is Ulis chaver, my chavrusa, one of the bnei chavura, who held Rabbi Yeshua, held chul shenasu al tairis not tairis ha-kodesh, it's not other Rabbi Bar Barchana. The Gemara didn't say anything. So for that, you need a long Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. But says Rashi, this is the punchline, that Rabbi Bar Barchana or Ula was bothered with one kasha on this exchange. And there's the very, very last piece. When Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, I can buy everything, but I don't understand how it's possible that if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. It doesn't make any sense. And what did Rabbi Yeshua tell Rabbi Eliezer? What do you mean? I said it. Read my words. Right? I said what I said. I didn't say we're dealing with an ordinary shlishi. We're discussing really chulin, shenasu al tairis ha-truma. And I said you're a shlishi l'tumah with regards to kachim. Or you're a sheni l'tumah with regards to kachim. Because as it relates to kachim, I'm afraid that maybe it's not even shomer at all. Maybe it's regular tumah. So I treat you as if you ate even a rishon l'tumah. If you eat a rishon l'tumah, you become a sheni l'tumah. It's a chumra with regards to kachim. Rabbi Bar Barchan, Ula, they were all bothered. I don't understand. What, Rabbi Eliezer didn't know that? Rabbi Eliezer didn't read what Rabbi Yeshua said? What was Rabbi Eliezer's kasha? All Rabbi Eliezer's kashas up until this point, we can live with. But what Rabbi Eliezer thought was his biggest kasha, time is the Gemara.
I don't even understand, because Rabbi Yeshua explained himself. He said, "Bechulin shenasu al tayres truma." He was very, very clear. He said, "It's sheni lekoydish, vein sheni letruma." Bechulin shenasu al tayres truma. Here's the punchline. Says Rashi that Ula understood that Rabbi Eliezer must have understood that when Rabbi Yeshua said bechulin shenasu al tayres truma, he wasn't giving the reason. He wasn't coming to explain his position. He was just stating a fact. He said that the only way it's shayach for a person to eat a shlishi l'tumah without getting involved in Mises Bezdin and things like that is if it was shlishi where it was a chulin shenasu al tayres trumah. That's the only way it's possible. Because if it was chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, there's simply no such institution. It doesn't exist. Tainid, Rabbi Eliezer. I hear, very, very nice. But he was bothered, what's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? And that Rabbi Yeshua said that Rabbi Eliezer, you don't understand. It's true, when I said b'chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah, I was stating it as a fact that it's only negeya chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah, because there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, but that's also the reason for my halacha. Because being that I'm discussing the chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah, it was never watched al tayres hakodesh, that's why it's considered enei shamer l'gabi kodesh, that's why you're a sheni with regards to kachan. But the point, and this is the whole punchline in the Gemara, even though it's not mefurish in the Gemara, and you have to go through a shver rashi to get to this pshat, but this is the punchline of the Gemara. The punchline is that from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer didn't see clearly in the words of Rabbi Yeshua what Rabbi Yeshua's answer was, it was obvious that he didn't understand that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant. So what did Rabbi Yeshua mean when he said b'chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah? He wasn't explaining his shita, because if he was explaining his shita, Rabbi Eliezer would have asked the kasha. Elamai, what he was doing was he was stating a fact that it's only negeya to eat a shlishi where it was nasa al tayres hatrumah, because there's no such thing as a shlishi to nasa al tayres hakodesh. Must be Rabbi Yeshua just said mitbak tzayna. There's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. The end of that conversation. Now Rabbi Eliezer said, very nice, that's a fact, but I still don't understand yeshita. Rabbi Yeshua responded, no. When I said chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah, it was serving a dual purpose. Number one, it was stating a fact, because that happens to be my shita. But also, number two, it's also the reason. Because being that it was only nasa al tayres hatrumah, it's enei shamer l'gabi kachim, that's good for why? You become a sheni l'kodesh because big day oichle truma is medrash l'kodeshim. Bottom line is, you see from Rabbi Barbachana that he understood that the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is that there's something called chulin shenasu al tayres truma. There is no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. Zok the Gemara. Right to the second half of the daft's a little lighter. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, Amar Rabbi Yana. A little lighter. Ha'oichle shlishi shal chulin. If somebody eats shlishi shal chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. So if somebody ate chulin, it's a shlishi, no such thing. It was nasa al tayres hakodesh, not tayres hatruma. Tayres hakodesh, nasa gufoy, sheni lekodesh. Now Rashi says that this was all going according to Rabbi Yeshua. So that's very important. We had a machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, how you look at all these halachas. We're going all b'shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Lezer shamuti, Rabbi Lezer's mitamli de beshamai. Obviously, we're going according to Rabbi Yeshua. So in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yoichan and Rabbi Yani, the names are going to matter, that if somebody eats a shlishi shel chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, he himself becomes a sheni l'tumah with regards to kachim. So there's two chidushim that you see in this halacha. The first chiddush is there's something called chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. We just debated that for an amid and a half. So clearly there is a concept, according to Rabbi Yeshua, of chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, which is going to be a problem in a second. Number two you see from here is that if somebody eats chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh. Now what's the pshat? We just said that pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, why, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni, it's because you ate a shlishi that's chulin shenasu al tayres hatrumah, being that it's enei shamer l'gabi kachim, you have a din of a sheni regarding kachim, because as it relates to kachim, maybe you ate a rishon. But here you ate chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. So if you ate chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, it was shamer l'kodesh. If it was shamer l'kodesh, then why do you become a sheni? Rabbi Yeshua's whole beer, his whole geshmak of beer, how he explained this shita, probably has the last part of his shita, was because it was only nasa al tayres hatruma. So big day oichle truma is medrash l'kodesh. It's as if I ate something that's completely enei shamer with regards to kachim. But how are you going to explain this? That all works for chulin shenasu al tayres hatruma. But this is chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh. The teretz is very simple. The teretz is there's a difference between chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh and real kodesh. So as much as chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh is on a very high madrego, but it's not on the same madrego as kachim, so if somebody would eat chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, that's a shlishi. So this was chulin. It's regular chulin bought in the local grocery store. It's regular chulin, but at the same time, it's nasu al tayres hakodesh. So we know he's watching it with a lot of chumras. But could you tell me that it's shamer l'kodesh? No, chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh is a medrash l'gabi kodesh, and as a result, you still have a din of a shady l'tumah as it relates to kachim. Because klape real life kachim,
Maybe what you ate was even a rishon latoma, and it's for that reason you have a din of a sheni. But the Gemara says, Eisvi Rav Zeir, the Rav Asi, Shlishi. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? That if somebody eats a shlishi, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh, the ain sheni l'truma, and he said, b'chulin shenasu al tairas truma. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua say the words chulin shenasu al tairas truma? This is all in Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Asi al tairas truma, and al tairas kodesh loy, Amalesi told him back, one of the two opinions that we had in Amman Aleph, let me buy you a kamar. It's true, Rabbi Yeshua said, Chulin Shanas al Tairis Hatshuma, but there was another Shita, right? There was another opinion in the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua was Lav Dafka. He held it was a Chiddish that there's something called Chulin Shanas al Tairis Hatshuma, but there's certainly something called Chulin Shanas al Tairis HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, and again, it's a little Ikar Chasser in the Gemara, so we need help from all these long Rashis here, but Rashi says that one of the Amayra'im that said this last statement was Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yochanan, Amar Rab Yana. And what's essentially coming out from these four Amayra'im? That Rabbi Yeshua, although he said Chul Shanas Al Tairis HaTshuma, let me buy you a comment. He really holds something called Chul Shanas Al Tairis HaKadosh as well. The problem is that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was the Amoira and the Aleph that said Rabbi Yeshua only holds of Chul Shanas Al Tairis HaKadosh, but he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So we seem to have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan hold Rabbi Yeshua holds something called Chul Shanas Al Tairis HaKadosh, or did he not hold? Freit Gemar Va'af Ani Lo Yomarti Ela B'Truma Kamar. That's an excerpt of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's memory. It's the bottom line on Lama Dalam and Aleph. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So we seem to have a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, Amira Ninu, Valibid Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Ula, another Allah. Ha'oichel Shlishi Shalchulin. Shenaswa Tairis Shuma. So going back to Rabbi Shua's original Allah, somebody ate a Shlishi of Chulin. Shenaswa al Tairis Hachuma. The Allah is Nifso Gufoy Milecho Bachuma. He himself becomes pasul. He's not allowed to eat truma moving forward. So till now we discussed, is he a sheni l'tuma? Is a shlishi? Like what level of tuma is he? Right? Rabbi Lezer said, you eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you eat a shlishi, b'chulin shanas al tairis hatruma, you become a sheni l'gabi kodesh. What about with regards to truma? We didn't discuss that. So said Ula that if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shanas al tairis hatruma, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he gets the halacha of a shlishi with regards to truma, which in practical terms means can't be matama, because a shlishi of truma can't be matame. But what it means in yoneinu is that he himself can't eat truma. Says the Gemara, Maikum Ashman. I think it's obvious in Rabbi Yeshua. I don't even think we need ula for this. Tonino. Because what did Rabbi Yeshua say? If somebody eats a shlishi b'chulin shanas al tairis hatruma, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh, the ein sheni l'truma, and b'chulin shanas al tairis truma. That's what he was talking about. And sheni hu d'lo yahav, it sounds like he only doesn't become a sheni with regards to truma. Shlishi yahav, it sounds like he does become a shlishi. And if he himself is a shlishi l'gabi truma, it means he shouldn't be allowed to eat truma because he's going to be metama the truma. That's the understanding. So the Gemara says, no, imi ahi, have amida lo sheni, have lo shlishi yahav. Had we only had Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Ula had not said what he said, I would have thought that if somebody eats a shlishi, b'chulin shanas al tairis hatruma, he's not a sheni or a shlishi. Why did come a sheni b'kodesh? So why did he just say that he's not a sheni? Because we mentioned that he becomes a sheni l'kodesh. I mean, I ain't sheni b'truma, that he doesn't become a sheni l'truma, but maybe he doesn't become a shlishi l'truma either. Kamash malon, so Ula was saying the chiddush. Ula's chiddush was that Rabbi Yeshua explicitly discussed if someone eats a shlishi of chulin shanas al tairis hatruma, what happens with regards to Kodesh. He never really said what happens with regards to Truma. So for that, Ula came and Ula said, I want you to know what Rabbi Shua Shita was. Rabbi Shua Shita was that if you eat Shlishi, Chulin Shanas Al Tairis HaTruma, you become Tameh to the point that you're not allowed to eat Truma moving forward. Fake the Gemara. Eisvei Rav Hamnun Al Ula. Rashi has two Pshatim. One right here on the side of this Gemara, and one in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph had to explain the next Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's first pshat, although Rashi himself says that he prefers the second pshat. But regardless, it's a little simpler. Esri Rav Amdunu Le'ula, Harishon Shebechulin. If you have chulin, which is a rishon l'tuma, tameh umetama. It could make other chulin tameh. It can make chulin a sheni l'tuma, and it can be metama truma. It can make truma a sheni, where that truma will have the ability to make more truma a shlishi. The hasheni, if you have truma that's a sheni, poisel, it can make different truma a shlishi, but the inimatama, it doesn't have the ability to make the truma a shlishi, tamate to the point where it could be matama and make something a revi. The hashlishi, if you have a shlishi, what does this mean? Says Rashi. If you have chulin shenasu al tairis atruma, that's a shlishi, nechol benezid hadema. You're allowed to eat it together with a mixture of food that has truma in it. What's the kasha? V'i amrit nifsol gufa milachol truma. If Ula's right, that if somebody, according to Rabbi Yeshua, would eat chulin shenasu al tairis atruma, that's a shlishi, he would now get a halacha of tameh,
that would affect him in that he's not allowed to eat truma. So how in the world could we say that if you have a shlishi l'tuma of chulin shenas al tayis truma, eat it together with your truma food? What do you mean? So finale midi the pasalei legufei. How can you give him something that he's not allowed to eat? Amalei. So he gave him a very simple answer. Hanachmi b'zid adema. I didn't say you could eat it with a truma sandwich. What I said was that you could eat it with food that has a nezid hadema. Rashi says it was spiced with truma spices. Ah, the lekik isayis bikdei achilas pras. It doesn't really have a shear, and being that it doesn't have a shear, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. One last gemara. Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Reb. Oichel shlishi shal truma atzma. If somebody eats a shlishi l'tuma of truma, he eats a real shlishi of truma, not chulin shenas al tayres truma. Eats a real shlishi. Also lecha. So the halacha is he's not allowed to eat truma moving forward because he just ate a shlishi of tuma. Say he's not allowed to eat real truma, but he's allowed to touch it. Says the Gemara, it's truch to ula, but it's truch Rabbi Yonis. Now this is very similar where Rabbi Yonis said what ula said. Ula said his halacha regarding chulin shenas al tayres truma. That's a shlishi. That if you eat it, you're not allowed to eat truma anymore. Rabbi Yonis said that if somebody eats a shlishi of real truma, not chulin shenas al tayres truma, but real truma, what's the halacha? He's not allowed to eat and he's allowed to touch. Says the Gemara that it's not the same chiddush. They're two different chiddushim. Why? One was discussing chulin shenas al tayres truma. The other one was discussing real truma. Says the Gemara, why? The ula had. We only had ulav. I mean, I would have thought hanemim b'chun shenas al tayres truma, aval truma, but real truma. Maybe it's even more chomer. Maybe v'negiya nami yasta. It's tzruch Rabbi Yonison. That's why I need Rabbi Yonison to tell me that if you eat even the real truma of a shlishi, although you cannot eat truma moving forward, but you could touch truma moving forward. V'imid Rabbi Yonison, and I only had Rabbi Yonison, then it's obvious. How I mean, I would have thought hanemim truma. That's real truma. There's halacha that if you eat real truma, that's a shlishi. You're not allowed to eat truma moving forward. Aval chulin b'chilin nami shari. But if you eat only chulin shenas al tayres truma, maybe even though it was a shlishi l'tuma, it was tummy, it doesn't make you tummy to the point where you're not allowed to eat truma moving forward. Srichi, we needed both Ula's halacha and Rab Yonasin's halacha.